we're going to learn Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding at the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, at the two dots, three lines from the top. Sfinos Kshuros. The Mishnah had said that if you have boats that are tied to each other, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. If they're not tied to each other, even though they're right next to each other, they're butting up against each other, so you still can't carry from one to the other. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that Pashut, that if they're tied together, that it's going to be mutter to carry from one to the other? I need a Mishnah to tell me such a din. The Mishnah is needed to be matir, to being metaltel from one to the other through the small boat that's like the rescue boat that's hanging off the side of the larger boat. That even though the bitzis, the small boat, is not tied to them, you're allowed to be metaltel through that, since the two larger boats are tied to each other, and we're not choshesh that you might come to take the small boat from in between them, and then you'll be end up being metaltel over the avir, over the airspace of the yam, which would have a halachic status of a karmelis. Some later of Safra, said to Rava, Moshe, you're the god of Ador, meaning you're like Moshe Rabbeinu in his time. Shapir ka'amrit, do you think you're saying good? Metaltel mizul lezutanan. The Mishnah says that you're metaltel from one to the other, so it doesn't sound like you're carrying over a bitzis, over a small boat. It sounds like you're carrying directly from one to the other. So the way you're being metarit our Mishnah doesn't really work. Ella amar of Safra, lo nitzrucha ella la'arev. The chiddush of the Mishnah is even if the two boats belong to two different people, that in order to carry from one to the other, you need to make an eruv chatzeros between them, that you're allowed to make an eruv la'arev, to make an eruv ulitaltal mizul lezu, and to carry from one to the other. Ukidetanya, and that's like the Braisa says, that an eruv works between two boats. Sfinos kshura zubzu, you have two boats that are tied to each other. Ma'arvin umetaltal mizul lezu. You can make an eruv between them and carry from one to the other. Nifsiku, if they're not tied to each other anymore, they snap, ne'asru. Then they become asr. To carry from one to the other becomes asr, because since they're nifsak, the eruv between them is batel, since they're separated from each other, and the yam, which is a karmelis, is mafsik between the two boats. Chazru v'nikshuru, if they then get tied back again together, bein shokigin, whether they were tied together by accident, they didn't know today was Shabbos, so you didn't know that this malacha was asr, because normally you're not allowed to tie things on Shabbos. So how do they get tied back together on Shabbos? Okay, you forgot it was Shabbos, so you tied them together. Or bein mezidin, or whether you knew it was Shabbos, and you tied them together anyway. Bein anusin, whether it happened as a total freak accident, bein mutin, or whether it was by mistake that you were just trying to tie something else and you accidentally tied the boats, even though these boats were tied be'isser, chazul ha'teren harishon, the eruv goes back into effect and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. V'chein machtsalos haprusos, and the same is going to be true of mats that are spread out and made into a mechitza to divide up a rishus harabim for use for many people, in a way that each one would sort of have like their own private area. So ma'arvin, they can make an eruv chatzeres between them, and then carry from one area to the other. Niglulu, but if those mats that are used as mechitzos between these areas get rolled up, nesru, so now the eruv is batel. Chazru v'nifrasu, if you then spread out these mats again, bein shogin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein mutin, no matter how you did it, why you did it, whether it was mutar or asur to do, chazru l'heter n'risha, and it goes back to the original heter of the eruv. Shekol mechitza shenasa b'Shabbos bein b'shogin bein b'mezid shema mechitza. A mechitza that was made on Shabbos, whether it was done be'isser or beheter, it's still called a mechitza. So in the Braisa we see that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos is called a mechitza even as far as carrying between them. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, Eini, is that true that if the boats are tied to each other on Shabbos, it goes back to the heter to carry from one to the other, and the eruv goes back into effect? V'hamar Rav Nachman, but didn't Rav Nachman tell us lo shanu ela lizrok, that the mechitza that's made on Shabbos is only considered a mechitza as far as throwing is concerned, that a place that's surrounded on Shabbos with the mechitza is considered a shus yachid, someone who throws from there into a shus rabim, or the opposite is chayiv, aval taltel aser, but to be metaltel for amos inside a place that is surrounded with mechitzos that were made on Shabbos, it's going to be aser midrabanan. So l'chora, the same should be true when it comes to boats, that if they're tied on Shabbos, that tying together that was done on Shabbos should not allow carrying from one to the other. So says Mar, Kiyat Mar Rav Nachman, Amezed Itmar. The Rav Nachman Amezed Itmar. When Rav Nachman said his din, it was only talking about a mechitza that was made bemezed on Shabbos. That's where the Chacham made a knas, that you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha that was done on Shabbos. But even Rav Nachman would agree that a mechitza that was done bishogeg on Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltal inside of it on Shabbos. The Brisa that said that if the mats get spread out and then on Shabbos, that it's chazru l'teren arishon, is talking about where it was done b'shogig, b'mezid, or b'muta. It was not talking about a case where it was done, I'm sorry, b'shogig, b'ones, or b'muta. Not talking about a case where it was done b'mezid. When the Brisa says that if there were mezidim, the machzalos work, that's only as far as what it says in the Sefer of the Brisa, that a mechitza was made on Shabbos, even if it was done b'mezid, is considered a mechitza. What does it mean it's considered a mechitza? For zrika, but not to actually allow tiltal between them. So the bottom line is that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos does count as a mechitza for something, but depending on how it was made on Shabbos, it will determine for what it can count as a mechitza. If it was made b'mezid on Shabbos, so it's going to be very limited. It's only going to be a mechitza as far as we're going to allow you to be zorek inside of it. But if it was done b'shogeg or b'taus or something, or b'ones, then we'll count it as a mechitza full-fledged. You're even going to be allowed to be metaltel. So says Gemara, new topic now. The Mishnah had said that if the boats are tied to each other, you can carry from one to the other. So Gemara says, how do the boats need to be tied to each other? Amar Shmuel, v'afil k'shurs b'chut hasarbel. Even if they tie it with a string that you would tie the neck hole of a garment, which is like a very tiny little thread. That's enough. Well, what does it mean? If that string is strong enough to hold them together, then pshita, then it's pashut that it would work to be metaltal from one to the other. And if that string is too thin, it's going to snap in a second, it's not going to hold the boats together, then am I? Then why would it allow carrying from one to the other? Says Marat Liolam Diyachala Midan. It's talking about where it can hold the boats together. Shmuel is coming to exclude that you shouldn't say like he himself says about another topic where you actually require chains to hold something together. What other context did Shmuel require a stronger type of chain? Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, Ksharab Davra Amida, if you tie a boat with something that will hold it in place so that it doesn't budge at all, Mevi Latuma, then that thing you tied it with will bring Tuma to the boat. And if the top of the chain that ties the boat is tied to an Oel Hames, that chain becomes an Avi Avos HaTumah, like a mace itself, because metal kalim become an Avi Avos HaTumah, and the boat that touches it becomes an Av HaTumah, and is metami the kalim that are inside it. But bedavar she'ein mamida, if you tie the boat with something that will not hold it in place, then ein mevi la tumah, then it will not bring the tumah to the boat. The chain does not only becomes an Av HaTumah, not an Avi Avos, and the boat that it touches only becomes a rishon l'tumah, and it's therefore not metame the kelim inside of it, because a rishon l'tumah is not metame kelim. V'amar Shmuel v'ushak shur b'shal shal shal barzel. And Shmuel said that when we talk about being kosher b'davar ma'amida, it means with an iron chain, which is what they would use to typically tie boats together, and that's why it becomes an aviavos hatumah. It's metame the boat and the kelim that are inside of it. That's what b'davar ma'amida means. Dafka shal 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 barzel. Ein ma'amida means that you tie it with something that you normally wouldn't tie a boat with, namely something that's not metal. Meaning in that context, it all depends on whether the item that's coming in contact with the mace is a metal item. If it's a metal item, then it's an avi avos hatumah, and because there's a halacha, the cherev hareu kuchalol, that a metal item that comes in contact with a dead body takes on the same status as the dead body itself, it becomes an avi avos hatumah, and therefore it will transfer the tumah to a boat, and the boat will become an av hatumah. But davar she'in ma'amida means if it, you don't use a metal item, so then the tumah goes down to madrega, and that's why it's not going to transmit the tumah. So that's what Shmuel is telling us in this context. That linyan tumah v'dichsev b'chalal cherev, cherev harev k'chalal. So by tumah, that's where we require that it be shalshel shel barzel, because it's dafka a din in metal when it comes to tumah. Avalinyan Shabbos, but as far as being metaltal on Shabbos and what's considered a single rishos, given the yachal amida, afilu b'chut hasarbal. Then I don't care what the material of the string is made out of. I don't care if it's made out of metal or anything else. As long as it's able to hold the boat in place, that would make it a single rishus, and that would be good enough. So that's what Shmuel is telling us, that you shouldn't connect these two dinim to each other. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph at the top.